demons, whose sole aim is to block us from accessing the Neshama and to block the Neshama from communicating to us. The Gnostics and the Neoplatonists believe something very much like this. In both models of the universe, there was an upper realm, in Plato's conception, the realm of the forms, of perfect beauty, justice, truth, and so forth, and a lower sphere where we mortals dwelt. In Jewish mysticism, there's a positive force that opposes the Yetzer Hara. Above every blade of grass, says the Kabbalah, hovers an angel exhorting, "Grow, grow." What program did these ancients put forward as a means of allying with the positive forces and overcoming the negative? According to Rabbi Finley, it was a code called Musar. 92. Musar. Musar was a code of ethical discipline. It was not far from what we see today in 12-step programs. Its first tenet was, identify the sin. The second was, eliminate it. In AA terms, that would mean 1, acknowledge the condition of being an alcoholic, 2, stop drinking. The Kabbalists believed that the higher realm could be approached through a disciplined, humble, and open application of the mind and will. They recognized that they were approaching a mystery. They knew that an enemy was seeking to block them. What they called Musar, I call turning pro. Our job, as souls on this mortal journey, is to shift the seat of our identity from the lower realm to the upper, from the ego to the self. Art, or more exactly, the struggle to produce art, teaches us that. When you and I struggle against resistance, or seek to love, or endure, or give, or sacrifice, we are engaged in a contest not only on the material, mental, and emotional planes, but on the spiritual as well. The struggle is not only to write our symphony, or to raise our child, or to lead our special forces team against the Taliban in Konar province. The clash is epic and internal, between the ego and the self, and the stakes are our lives. 93. Who is all this for? In the end, the enterprise and the sacrifice are all about the audience. They're about the readers, the moviegoers, the site visitors, the listeners, the concertgoers, the gamers, the gallerygoers, a group which, by the way, includes you and me. We're the audience. In the hero's journey, the wanderer returns home after years of exile, struggle, and suffering. He brings a gift for the people. That gift arises from what the hero has seen, what he has endured, what he has learned. But the gift is not that raw material alone. It is the ore refined into gold by the hero, wanderer, artist's skilled and loving hands. You are that artist. I will gladly shell out $24.95 or $9.99 or 99 cents on iTunes to read or see or listen to the 24-carat treasure that you have refined from your pain and your vision and your imagination. I need it. We all do. We're struggling here in the trenches. That beauty, that wisdom, those thrills and chills, even that mindless escape on a rainy October afternoon, I want it. Put me down for it. The hero wanders, the hero suffers, the hero returns. You are that hero.
We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Turning Pro, text copyright 2012. Production copyright 2012 by Black Irish Books, LLC. All rights reserved. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Turning Pro, text copyright 2012. Production copyright 2012 by Black Irish Books, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.